This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Rural communities need help with infrastructure and labor, according to the head of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and they may start to get it soon. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall told House Ag lawmakers recently, rural America suffers from more than poverty and food insecurity, but also from a lack of labor and the digital divide in broadband infrastructure.
Our rural communities continue to struggle for a number of reasons, whether it be health care, whether it be education, whether it be lack of broadband, whatever it might be that brings jobs there.
The latest COVID relief bill has more than $7.5 billion for broadband for schools and libraries.
And that's what's important. We need to rebuild our rural communities, make sure that they have the broadband, help us create some jobs there for our people.
The FCC has 60 days under the new COVID relief bill to set up an emergency connectivity fund of $7.6 billion for computers and broadband service for students and library patrons. The House this week could also take up the Farm Workforce Modernization Act to help meet a shortage of migrant farm labor, though the bigger hurdle is the 50-50 Senate, where 60 votes are needed to pass the most major legislations. Farm supply cooperatives and distributors are positioned to benefit from an active and profitable spring agronomy season, according to a new report from CoBank. The report says the profitable spring is driven by high commodity prices, strong input demand, and an expected increase in planted acres of soybeans, corn, and wheat. Ag retailers began the 2021 planting season with favorable industry fundamentals and an opportunity to expand profit margins, according to the report. A CoBank researcher says improving profits for cooperative agronomy departments should help cushion the negative carry caused by an inversion in futures prices. Given the higher acreage forecast, the farmers are expected to purchase more fertilization products during the spring planting season. Rising fertilizer prices are also a positive indicator for new sales and retailer margins. Inventory levels of seed, fertilizer, and crop protection products are largely expected to be sufficient for the projected increase in spring planted acres. However, pandemic logistics challenges may impact delivery. And the Department of Agriculture is requesting public input on climate-smart agriculture and forestry strategies. The request follows President Biden's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. The executive order states that America's farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners have an important role to play in combating the climate crisis and directs Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack to solicit input from stakeholders as USDA develops a climate-smart agricultural and forestry approach. Vilsack states, "We want your ideas on how to position the agriculture and forestry sectors to be leaders on climate-smart practices to mitigate climate change." The request was published in a Federal Register notice, which will be available for public input until April 30th and is available online through the Federal Register. The notice seeks information on four topics: climate-smart agricultural and forestry, biofuels, bioproducts, and renewable energy, catastrophic wildfires, and meeting the needs of disadvantaged communities through USDA's climate strategy. Moving along now into State of Illinois Ag News, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is promoting fishing safety as spring weather arrives. DNR Conservation Police Captain John Williamson says fishing boats are starting to populate Illinois bodies of water a lot more in recent weeks. He encourages checking regulations and notes a change could be on the way in regards to fish size limits.
Any lake you go to, you want to make sure and check the regulations, because it's gotten so specific with the management guidelines that we have all over Illinois that every lake is different almost. So you want to keep that in mind. Probably the species that's fished for the most at Clinton Lake is crappies. It's a 9-inch minimum length limit, 15 a day. That's something else that may be a change. We had just had a plan of work meeting, and the fish biologist was talking about it and may change that up a little bit. So pay attention to that in the next couple of years. There may be a change there, because they have different regulations for different management that needs to take place. Once you start getting a bunch of younger stock, then people start keeping 9-inch fish, then you lose your bigger fish. Well, the bigger fish are the ones that are your real breeders, that sort of stuff. So maybe you need to switch back and start keeping maybe some of the smaller ones and protect the larger fish. And that's kind of an idea that just The fisheries biologists, that's what they get paid for. That's what they do.
Williamson implores boaters to make sure they have life jackets on board and all motor boats are in good working condition. He also points out those fishing licenses expire at the end of the month, so if you need your license renewed, visit dnr.illinois.gov. And moving on now to local ag news on a Tuesday, Montgomery County farmers are taking advantage of the new Illinois Department of Agriculture program called Fall Covers for Spring Savings. Established in 2020, the Fall Covers for Spring Savings rewards farmers who plant cover crops for the IDOA program, and they'll receive a $5 per acre discount on their federal crop insurance. The IDOA program is limited to the first 50,000 acres enrolled. It's the second year of the program, and Montgomery County farmers reported 9,427 acres, or 5% of the Illinois total of 185,050 acres statewide. The Montgomery County acreage was the most acres applied for of any of the 86 reporting counties in the state. Montgomery County ended up having 1,317 acres accepted into the program. This acreage represents 2.5% of the 50,000 acres accepted statewide for the $5 savings per acre. The Fall Covers for Spring Savings is patterned after an Iowa Department of Agriculture program established in 2019 of 1 million acres. Chris Reynolds, local Roundtree Township farmer and Midwest Regional Director of the American Farmland Trust, championed the initiative and moved the legislation through the Illinois General Assembly. The Fall Covers for Spring Savings program accomplishes a great deal towards conservation here in Illinois by reducing soil and water erosion and wind erosion, especially in the spring. In addition, the program reduces the amount of fertilizer nutrients leaving the farm field, thus improving water quality. These facts are especially important for our local drinking water out of our lakes and reservoirs here in Montgomery County. If you take a drive around rural Montgomery County and you see green fields in the early spring, these are either fields of winter wheat coming out of dormancy or fields of cover crop. Take time to thank the farmers of these fields as they're protecting two of our most valuable resources here in Illinois, our farmland and the water we drink. If you like what Montgomery County conservation farmers are doing with Fall Covers for Spring Savings, contact your local legislator and ask them to continue funding of this outstanding initiative. In other local ag news, this time from Macoupin County, don't forget the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation is still offering those scholarships for the upcoming school year. Applicants must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is currently attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and is majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through a high school guidance counselor in Macoupin County or high school ag instructor, or from the Macoupin County Farm Bureau directly. An electronic copy of the application can be requested through email at mcfb@frontiernet.net, and all applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 26th. That's a week from this coming Friday. Any and all questions can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville at 854-2571. And this coming Sunday, don't forget the Gillespie FFA chapter will be having a drive-through chicken dinner. It'll be held behind the Gillespie High School in the bus drive-through. Again, the Gillespie FFA chapter holding a drive-through chicken dinner this coming Sunday, March 21st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, March 16th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.